Shadow Treasurer Michael O'Brien, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Now, I've read your press release today, and you have included the side letter, which I've decided to call a poison pill, whereby you guarantee compensation to the East West Consortium, even if a court were to set aside the contracts to build the East West Link. First question, why have you released this side letter and the legal advice accompanying it? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, Tom, Daniel Andrews has not been honest with Victorians about East West Link. He wasn't honest before the election, and he's been increasingly dishonest since the election.
Yeah.
It's time to make sure that people know the truth. And the truth is that the government had the best advice, and Alan Myers QC is head and shoulders the best commercial barrister anywhere in Australia. He advised the government flat out that we absolutely were authorised to enter into the East-West Link contract. What that means is that Daniel Andrews, when he is making all those claims before the election, that the contract wasn't valid, that it wasn't worth the paper it was written on, that no compensation would be payable, that was just not true.
Okay.
And he's persisted with that since the election. So what we have done today is we've taken the decision to release the advice that says the contract is valid, that Daniel Andrews' argument has been shot down in flames, and to release the letter of guarantee. And I'm happy to answer questions about the letter of guarantee.
Well, that's what I want to focus on. I mean, I agree. I mean, I've got Alan Myers' advice ahead, in front of me, and he says, yes, the state government's entitled to do all sorts of things, which absolutely it is, which includes signing the East-West Link contract. Okay, so if you had advice that you had the right to sign the contract, why did you need a side letter that guaranteed compensation in the event the contract was set aside by a court? I mean, you already had the advice that the contract was legal.
Absolutely, Tom. We were absolutely confident, and based on the best legal advice possible, that of course the governments are empowered to enter into contracts. I mean, how would government operate if they weren't allowed
sure.
to enter into contracts?
Okay, but again, why the side letter then?
Well, the letter of guarantee was sought by the East West Link Consortium, and it was sought because Daniel Andrews had been running around saying, we don't believe the contract is valid. So they were understandably nervous. You've got an opposition party threatening sovereign risk. You've got an opposition party threatening business stability and investment in this state. And so the consortium said, well, look, we accept that you say you've got the power to enter the contracts. That's all fine. Can you please just guarantee to us that the termination provisions in the contract will stand? And we said, of course, we stand behind our contracts.
And as
the other piece of legal advice from Alan Myers, which we've also released today, makes clear, it says, the state will not be called upon to meet the obligations under the letter because we've got the power to enter the contract. The letter of guarantee would only ever come into play if the contract wasn't valid, and the contract is valid because, as Alan Myers has said, governments have the power to enter into contracts.
Well, I do get that. I mean, there's a separate argument which we'll deal with in a moment as to whether or not all this should have been signed before the election anyway. But, I mean, again, on one hand, you say you had the right to sign the contract, it was a valid contract. On the other hand, the East West Consortium probably didn't believe you and hence wanted a letter that says that, you know, irrespective of whether or not the contract was valid, you have to pay them compensation. Again, if they'd seen the advice that you had, but why do they need the side letter?
Well, Tom, because we don't go around sharing advice pre-contract with people on the other side of it. That wouldn't make any sense. Tom, the only thing that's extraordinary is that you have a Labor Party in this state, both before the election and now after the election, who actually threaten investment. They actually make Victoria an unsafe place to do business. And this is the consequence of Daniel Andrews' reckless behaviour and dishonesty.
Okay, but I mean, look, I've called this letter a poison pill.
It's not, because you know what? Let me give you an analogy. If you contracted with me to do a renovation on your house, and I'd bought all them, and we signed the contract, and I bought all the materials, and I hired the workers, and I started building it, and then after a few days, you said, actually, no, I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to pay you for any of your materials. I'm not going to pay you for any of your workers. Would you think it's fair?
No,
that
but
I'd
that's not a valid comparison.
Exactly the same
no,
principle.
It's not. It's not because
this is a multi-billion-dollar infrastructure.
No,
project,
well, here's a separate way of looking at that. If you came to me and said, "I'm a registered builder and I want to help you renovate your house," and I said, "Fine," and then halfway through the renovation, I find out you are not a registered builder, and hence the contract on that basis isn't valid, I would not be expected to pay you any compensation because it would be an invalid contract.
So, now, Tom, now, so,
Well, but that's what we're saying here. I read this out. It says, accordingly, this is the letter from you to the East West Consortium. I declare on behalf of the state that if the Supreme Court of Victoria or another competent court makes a declaration or decision that the state did not have the requisite power to execute the project agreement, such that the agreement is void or otherwise unenforceable. So if the court says this is not a valid contract, the state will still pay to the East West Consortium one or more amounts by way of compensation calculated in accordance with the agreement. So, I mean, it's sort of saying that even if it isn't a legal contract, we'll still give you the money. That's the bit I don't really understand.
Tom, if you want to build any major project in Victoria, you have to make sure that your word can be relied upon. Do you think the state government should be walking away from contracts? I mean, it's a pretty basic principle. The Liberal Party and the National Party, we believe that governments should actually do what they say and they should stand behind their agreements. The Labor Party thinks that you can rip up contracts if you feel like it. What do you think is the responsible approach?
All I'm saying is I don't understand why, if a court were to declare that a contract was not valid, and that does happen, I mean, sometimes contracts are signed that are not valid. For example, I mean, if a bank lends you money and doesn't inquire into your financial circumstances, those sorts of contracts, and you then can't pay back the money, those sorts of contracts can be set aside because the bank has breached its fiduciary duty towards you. Now, that's well understood in contract law. So I guess I just don't understand. And you did say to us, I believe, last year that there was no kill clause, if you like. Well, and yet that's what this poison pill letter looks like to me.
Tom, it is a stock standard contract. It's the same sort of provisions in the contract for East-West Link, with the same sort of provisions in the contract for Labor's desal plant, with the same sort of provisions in contracts for major road projects.
So the desal plant had a similar thing in it. It said even if a court says this is not a valid contract, we'll still go ahead with it?
No, Tom, this is really important. There is no difference between what would be payable under the letter of guarantee versus what would be payable under the contract. It is exactly the same amount of money.
Okay.
It is only that Daniel Andrews was running around trying to threaten business investment in this state. We said as a government, we have got the best legal advice. You've seen it. It's in front of you now. Alan Myers QC said, yes, of course the state of Victoria's got the right to enter into a contract, and therefore you can provide this letter of guarantee because you have absolutely got the power to enter into the contract, so the guarantee will never be acted on because you've got the power.
Okay.
That's a pretty simple proposition. Daniel Andrews has been dishonest about this. He dishonestly claimed we didn't have the power. He dishonestly claimed he could tear up the contracts. He dishonestly claim no compensation would be payable, and now Victoria is facing a huge cost, not just in terms of money, but in terms of jobs and in terms of being stuck in congestion for 4 years because of Daniel Andrews' recklessness.
You know more about the compensation amounts than any of us do. Now that it's the 5th of February 2015, how much do you reckon the meter has ticked up to in terms of potential compensation?
Well, Tom, I've said all along that there is, you know, this is the most substantial infrastructure project in Victoria. Sorry, in fact, of course in Victoria, it's the most substantial infrastructure project going on in Australia at the moment. So in a project of this size, if one party wants to walk away from the contract or tear it up, there, of course, there is going to be substantial.
Okay, but how much? I mean, it was.
I think the figure that's been used is that, well, certainly the longer you leave it, the more it's going to cost. And we're now into February, and I would be very surprised if it wasn't approaching $1 billion by this point.
So
Daniel Andrews should build the road.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So you reckon Daniel Andrews should turn around now and just say, look, there's no point in forking out $1 billion for nothing. Build the road?
Of course. The money's there to build the road. The state money's there. The Commonwealth money is there. The contracts are there. The workers want to build it. You know, I mean, people stuck in traffic will say, just get on and build the road. We'd be the first people to forgive him. But seriously, he misled Victorians to get elected. He misled Victorians about the contract and its validity. He misled Victorians about the fact he claimed no compensation is payable. He should just accept the fact he has created a mess and he should just get on with it and build the road.
Michael O'Brien, Shadow Treasurer, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Tom.